on with folks is about their psychology and the way they think. And I know when people are listening, they say, oh, well, you can do it, I can't. Every person has the capability to change the way they're in a relationship and conversation with money.
The good news is that the moment you decide that what you know is more important than what you have been taught to believe, you will have shifted gears in your quest for abundance. Success comes from within, not from without. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You have got to feel good about money to attract more to you. Understandably, when people do not have enough money, they do not feel good about money because they don't have enough. But those negative feelings about money are stopping more money coming to you. You have got to stop the cycle, and you stop it by starting to feel good about money and being grateful for what you have. Start to say and feel, I have more than enough. There is an abundance of money, and it's on its way to me. I am a money magnet. I love money, and money loves me. I am receiving money every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give money to get money.
Giving is a powerful action to bring more money into your life. Because when you are giving, you are saying, I have plenty. It will not be surprising to you to learn that the wealthiest people on the planet are the greatest philanthropists. They give away vast amounts of money, and as they give by the law of attraction, the universe opens up and floods vast amounts of money back to them, multiplied. If you are thinking, I don't have enough money to give, bingo. Now you know why you don't have enough money. When you think you don't have enough to give, start giving. As you demonstrate faith in giving, the law of attraction must give you more to give. There is a big difference between giving and sacrificing. Giving from a heart that is overflowing feels so good. Sacrificing does not feel good. Don't confuse the two. They are diametrically opposed. One emits a signal of lack, and the other emits a signal of more than enough. One feels good, and one does not feel good. Sacrifice will eventually lead to resentment. Giving from a full heart is one of the most joyous things you can do, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that signal and flood even more into your life. You can feel the difference.
James Ray.
I find so many people who maybe make a tremendous amount of money, but their relationships stink. And that's not wealth. You can go after the money and you might get rich, but it doesn't guarantee you'll be wealthy. I'm not suggesting that money isn't a part of wealth. It absolutely is. But it's only a part. And then I meet a lot of people who are quote-unquote spiritual, but they're sick and broke all the time. That's not wealth either. Life is meant to be abundant in all areas.
If you have been brought up to believe that being wealthy is not spiritual, then I highly recommend you read The Millionaires of the Bible series by Catherine Ponder. In these glorious books, you will discover that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, and Jesus were not only prosperity teachers, but also millionaires themselves, with more affluent lifestyles than many present-day millionaires could conceive of. You are the heir to the kingdom. Prosperity is your birthright, and you hold the key to more abundance in every area of your life than you can possibly imagine. You deserve every good thing you want, and the universe will give you every good thing you want, but you have to summon it into your life. Now you know the secret. You have the key. The key is your thoughts and feelings, and you have been holding the key in your hand all of your life.
Marcy Shimoff.
Many people in Western culture are striving for success. They want the home, they want the great business, they want all these outer things. But what we found in our research is that having these outer things does not necessarily guarantee what we really want, which is happiness. So we go for these outer things, thinking they're going to bring us happiness, but it's backwards. You need to go for the inner joy, the inner peace, the inner vision first, and then all of the outer things appear.
everything you want is an inside job. The outside world is the world of effects. It's just the result of thoughts. Set your thoughts and frequency on happiness. Radiate the feelings of happiness and joy within you and transmit that into the universe with all of your might, and you will experience true heaven on earth.
Secret summaries. To attract money, focus on wealth. It is impossible to bring more money into your life when you focus on the lack of it. It is helpful to use your imagination and make believe you already have the money you want. Play games of having wealth and you will feel better about money. As you feel better about it, more will flow into your life. Feeling happy now is the fastest way to bring money into your life. Make it your intention to look at everything you like and say to yourself, "I can afford that. I can buy that." You will shift your thinking and begin to feel better about money. Give money in order to bring more of it into your life. When you are generous with money and feel good about sharing it, you are saying, "I have plenty." Visualize checks in the mail. Tip the balance of your thoughts to wealth. Think wealth.